We know that Earth's magnetic field changes in power from time to time. During the age of the dinosaurs, it was up to 3 times as strong as now. We also know that it reverses itself every 500,000 years or so, on average, though that average hides a huge degree of unpredictability. The last reversal was about 750,000 years ago. Sometimes it stays put for millions of years. 37 million years appears to be the longest stretch, and at other times it has reversed after as little as 20,000 years. Altogether, in the last 100 million years, it has reversed itself about 200 times, and we don't have any real idea why. It has been called the greatest unanswered question in the geological sciences. We may be going through a reversal now. The Earth's magnetic field has diminished by perhaps as much as 6% in the last century alone. Any diminution in magnetism is likely to be bad news, because magnetism, apart from holding notes to refrigerators and keeping our compasses pointing the right way, plays a vital role in keeping us alive. Space is full of dangerous cosmic rays that, in the absence of magnetic protection, would tear through our bodies, leaving much of our DNA in useless tatters. When the magnetic field is working, these rays are safely herded away from the Earth's surface and into 2 zones in near space called the Van Allen belts. They also interact with particles in the upper atmosphere to create the bewitching veils of light known as the auroras. A big part of the reason for our ignorance, interestingly enough, is that traditionally there has been little effort to coordinate what's happening on top of the Earth with what's going on inside. According to Shauna Vogel, geologists and geophysicists rarely go to the same meetings or collaborate on the same problems. Perhaps nothing better demonstrates our inadequate grasp of the dynamics of the Earth's interior than how badly we are caught out when it acts up. And it would be hard to come up with a more salutary reminder of the limitations of our understanding than the eruption of Mount St. Helens in Washington in 1980. At the time, the lower 48 United States had not seen a volcanic eruption for over 65 years. Therefore, the government volcanologists called in to monitor and forecast St. Helens' behavior primarily had seen only Hawaiian volcanoes in action, and they, it turned out, were not the same thing at all.